being here, what on earth are you talking about? Herod felt quite worried about it. But some of Herod's advisors, who knew their Bibles very well, said, well, if there is a new king, and he's king of the Jews, this is what it says in Matthew 2, they said, well, the place that we're expecting him to come is Bethlehem. So why don't you go and have a look in Bethlehem? And of course, that's what they did, and they found a new king. Another reason we know that they thought he was a king was that they bought him really quite amazing gifts. Now, when Princess Charlotte was born, we could see in front of the hospital flowers and presents and cards, so many things, because a royal baby had been born. And I wonder if when Chloe and Olivia and Lydia and Penelope were born, people brought gifts and presents to their families to say, this is great news and let's celebrate. The presents that were bought for this king that we talk about this morning were unusual presents, but one of them was gold. And gold at that time was a gift that you would give to a king. So they were really clear, these three visitors, the wise men, that they were going to see a king. But the king was in a stable. There was no fancy hospital. There was no royal palace. There were no fancy, well-qualified midwives or nurses. They had to make do in the place in where they were, where the animals slept. Actually, they probably kept them warm. That's not where we would expect to find a king. And when we had our game, I was looking for a palace. Why was a king born in a stable? Well, the practical answer, I did a bit of a straw poll in the church office this week, and I went into various rooms and I said, why was Jesus born in a stable? And the very practical answer that everyone gave me, you can probably guess. Anyone guess? Just shout out. There was no room in the inn. It does actually say that in Luke's gospel. There wasn't any room. Probably wasn't an inn, sort of like a premier inn or a travel lodge. It was just a house that had space for people to sleep if they were from out of town. Or it could have actually been a house that was owned by Joseph's family. And that would make quite a lot of sense because the stable would actually have just been part of the family home and they would all be in the same building together. So there was no room in the inn. That was the very practical answer. But I think there's actually a more important reason. Because I don't know about you, but when I see those great photos of Princess Charlotte in her palace and her family, it makes me feel that I'm a bit different, that that's somehow distant from my reality. And I'm not sure that if I met Princess Charlotte, I quite know what to do or how to talk to her or any of her family. There are very strict protocols about that, aren't there? And the thing is that Jesus came into very humble beginnings because he was a king for the people. He wasn't a king over the people. He was a king with the people. And if anybody ever feels like they are not good enough for God, if anybody feels like they are not good enough to follow Jesus, look at his beginnings. He was born in a stable. He didn't have a fancy John Lewis rocking crib. He had a feeding trough. And so he has just put himself alongside those who have nothing, either in terms of their physical, material wealth, or if you feel like inside you have nothing to give, he says, it doesn't matter, just come as you are. I had humble beginnings and I am with you and alongside you. As I was preparing for this morning, I found somebody who's written a poem just about this subject, and so I'd love for us to listen to that now.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, no soft toys, no cotton sheets to lay this baby's head. Palaces and castles are what kings are born in, but he just had a feeding. Want to think it was warm and dry, quite peaceful, strangely, but so unimpressive, a fairy tale, embarrassing in a way. But the mangy manger always was God's plan, his way to save, not by bashers, impressing him or making him amazed. No, Jesus was shut out of the inn, no room for him, rejected. But that's why Jesus came. It's what God expected. He came to be rejected, to be cast out, no loss. Starting in a mangy manger, ending on a cruel cross. Because God knows our problem. The way we shut him out. We've no room for him in our lives. We're the kings, no doubt. You see, we're the ones who should be left and cold out there. How else should your true people ignore him? It's only fair. But God the Son, Jesus, came to be cut off. Cut off in our place. Instead of us facing judgment.
We can come and worship the King of Kings in majesty. We have the opportunity to do that over the next few weeks, and in your schedule, I really encourage you to get into a carol service. We've got Chris Dingle services. All the details of our services are at the back. But actually, we don't have to wait for Christmas. We can do that right now. So we're going to stand and worship together the King of Kings.